From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, September 24th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by the Dempsey Challenge. Run, walk, or bike this September to help the Dempsey Center support those impacted by cancer. DempseyChallenge.org.
A retired Air Force general from Oxford has kicked off his U.S. Senate campaign. Democrat John Tracy will seek his party's nomination to challenge incumbent Republican Senator Susan Collins next year. Mel Leary has more.
Tracy says he has the experience and the vision to represent Maine in the U.S. Senate.
We have such serious challenges in front of us. For instance, climate change, our issues with health care, certainly gun violence, women's rights, and those very important issues that need to be tackled now.
Tracy says Maine needs a senator who will challenge the policies of the Trump administration. He joins three other Democrats seeking to unseat Collins. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
Maine's Department of Health and Human Services intends to create a position to help mothers with substance abuse disorders, expand schools' abilities to address behavioral issues, and expand programs to prevent substance abuse among at-risk youth. The department's commissioner, Jean Lambrew, says the department will take these steps as part of two initiatives to prevent substance use among Maine youth.
We want to begin now, so every one of these initiatives we expect to be launching in the coming weeks and months, so we really cannot wait to begin to tackle the challenges that at-risk youth face.
The efforts will be funded by a commitment of nearly $2 million pulled from the Fund for a Healthy Maine and distributed over 2 years. And a Maine firefighter's been discharged from a Portland hospital 1 week after a deadly building explosion in Farmington. Last week, firefighters arrived to investigate a gas odor in the Life Enrichment Advancing People facility just before the building exploded. A procession escorted Farmington Fire Rescue firefighter Theodore Ted Baxter back to his fire station after he was discharged yesterday. The blast killed a firefighter and injured 8 other people. One of them, LEAP maintenance supervisor Larry Lord, remains in critical condition with burns on 50% of his body. Lord helped evacuate the building. Fire Rescue Chief Terry Bell remains in the hospital in fair condition, and Captain Scott Baxter remains in serious condition. In weather tonight, rain ending with mostly cloudy skies in the north and clear skies in the south. Lows overnight in the mid-40s to mid-50s north to south. Immigrant advocacy groups in Maine say that the Trump administration's expansion of the public charge rule, due to take effect on October 15th, is having a chilling effect on immigrants seeking benefits to which they are legally entitled. The public charge rule allows the federal government to deny green cards to applicants judged to be a financial burden. As Julia Brown of the Immigrant Legal Advocacy Project told Irwin Gratz, the new rules expand the list of public benefit programs that could be used to label someone a public charge.
So that includes food assistance, housing assistance, and non-emergency Medicaid. Most people who have access to those programs are not applying for a green card. Usually they already have a green card. And so we think the reason that they've included these programs in the rule is exactly for what's happening, which is that people are pulling themselves off. The more worrisome thing that's been added to the public charge rule are these so-called negative factors. If someone is under 18 or over 61, that's a negative factor. If they don't speak English, that's a negative factor. If they don't make 250% of the poverty level, that's not a positive factor. So there are a lot of these factors that clearly are attacking family-based immigration from people of color or people of lower income.
Let's again try to be clearer about who is affected by these new rule changes and who is not.
So let's start with who is not, because that impacts most people who might be listening. So people who are refugees or asylees or asylum seekers are not impacted by the public charge rule.
And that's especially important because asylum seekers are not allowed to work for 6 months after they arrive in the U.S.
Exactly. They're not allowed to work for 6 months until after they've applied for asylum. So it's often even longer than that. So these are life-saving programs for people. Other people who it doesn't apply to are people who already have green cards and are applying for citizenship. That's something that we've heard a lot of fear around, are people who are applying for citizenship and may have access programs to which they're entitled. Public charge does not impact them.
And then who is affected?
So primarily it's people applying for family-based green cards. There are some visas that are involved as well, but mostly it's people who are being sponsored by someone who is a citizen or a green card holder, and they are applying for a family-based green card in this country.
So what's the best advice you can give to people who may not be sure that these rules apply to them, or if they do, then how best to preserve their eligibility for a green card?
So first, I would advise people to look at information. So www.ILAPMaine.org. We have information specifically for Maine, but there's also protectingimmigrantfamilies.org with very clear categories of who is impacted by this rule.
I take it you've probably have heard from a lot of people already in the last month or so about these potential new rules.
Yes, we've been hearing about people concerned about public charge impact on them since last fall when the proposed rule was published. And we've heard really upsetting stories about families who are entitled to benefits, including benefits that aren't even in the rule, like WIC or other services like after-school programs, taking themselves or their children off of those programs. And we want to really make it very clear that no one should be taking themselves off these programs. Even if all of the factors do apply to you, the rule doesn't even go into effect until October 15th. It's not retroactive, so no one should be taking themselves off of programs. We think that there's a good chance a court might temporarily stop the rule from going into effect. And regardless, if you think it impacts you, you should definitely talk to a lawyer before doing anything like taking yourself off of programs.
Thank you for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock, where we'll hear about Maine's fall foliage, the best places to see the fall colors, and what they mean for the state's economy. I'm Nora Flaherty.